Welcome to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Alf, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 1, Mishnah 5, the Mishnah begins. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmai, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Reb Shimon, which actually is Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Sire Roshi Chadasha Mechapri Mal Hatar She'achal, the karbanas that were brought on Rosh Chodesh, they atone for a person who's tar, who is in a state of ritual purity, that ate as mistakenly as Hatami, karbanas that were tami, that were impure, like we saw previously. Moisef Aleim Shal Regalim. In addition to that, the carbon that was brought on the regalim on the Yom Tov, the Seire HaRegalim, those were mechaper as well. Shemechaper, they atone as well, al atar she'achal asatami, for a person that's pure that ate something that's impure. Val she'im bo yedil, levitchil v'loy b'soif. In addition for the atonement of a person that was tar, that ate something that's tame, it also atones for someone that is shigas tumas mikdash v'kadashav, somebody who walked into the Beis HaMikdash when they were tame, and they had no idea initially, and they never really found out. Moisif Aleim. In addition, even more powerful than the Seir Rashi Chadashim and the Seir Regalim, the Karbanas of Rosh Chodesh and the Regal, Moisif Aleim, Shel Yom HaKippurim, was the carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur, Bachutz, like we saw previously, on the Mizbeach Achitza and the Alta Mizbeach, Shehem Mechaprin, this carbon atones Alatar She'achal Asatami. First of all, just like a carbon of Rosh Chodesh on a pure person who ate something that was impure. Just like the carbon of a yantiv, if someone eats something and he doesn't know that he did it initially, or came to the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't realize in the beginning or the end. Additionally, for somebody who didn't know initially that they were tummy, but at the end they found out that they were. Can one bring one carbon of one day on the other? Like we saw in the previous Mishnah, if let's say they lost the carbon and they replaced the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, could they bring that carbon on Yom Kippur? Amalan, hey, they said yes, you could. Amurle, they said him, Cain, you shall Yom HaKippur and Kreim Rosh Chodeshim. I could understand that you could bring the carbon of Yom Kippur on Rosh Chodesh, because the carbon of Yom Kippur is also mechaper, it also atones on a person that's tar, that eats something tummy, just like a carbon of Rosh Chodesh. Aval heyach, how is it possible to bring Shal Rosh Chodeshin, craving B'Yom HaKippurim, to have a carbon of Rosh Chodesh that's brought on Yom Kippur? That means to say, let's say they lost the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, and it was found on Yom Kippur, how could they bring that carbon, but this animal brings the chaper kapara she'ein shalah? The carbon of Rosh Chodesh doesn't atone for a tar that ate tummy. The carbon of Yom Kippur does, etc., etc. So it's limited. Aval hen, he responded to him, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, Kulan Boin Lechaper Al Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav. All these karbanas come to atone for tuma related to the Beis HaMikdash and karbanas, and therefore they're all considered one genre, and therefore the halacha is they could all be mechaper for one another. Wishing you a wonderful day and an amazing week of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah.